optimistic.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. If markets around the world are an indicator, there does seem to be some real optimism about what's coming out of the G20 summit so far. The meeting of leaders from the world's rich and developing countries are making progress today on agreements to help end the financial crisis. A British official said the group of 20 will probably say yes to giving the International Monetary Fund another $500 billion. This would allow additional loans to emerging countries. Deals are also being worked out to clamp down on tax havens and increase regulation over hedge funds. On Wall Street, stock futures surged this morning. We'll see if those gains stay in place. The government just reported at the bottom of the hour that new jobless claims last week hit their highest level in more than 26 years. European shares are currently 2.5% to 4% higher, and markets in Asia ended their day with some big gains. China is, of course, one of the countries at the G20 table. Marketplace's Scott Tong joins us now from Shanghai. Scott, what is China's role at today's meeting?
Well, China's trying to be more assertive in the global economy in general. Many think that Chinese officials think the time is ripe to make itself heard more, and this is new. In the last few days, China's prime minister says he's worried about Chinese investments in the U.S. dollar, and then the top central banker comes out and raises questions about the dollar's long-term future as the main currency in the world for global trade. So at one level, China's just trying to speak a little louder.
When Chinese officials came out and questioned whether the dollar should no longer be the dominant currency, this certainly made some waves last week. Why take on the dollar? Is China a rival at the G20?
Well, I don't hear a lot of China being a rival to the U.S. as an economic rival. I don't hear much of that in China. I think the message is more, look, China's saying, we've lent you, the Americans, $1 trillion that you've put into your economy, and you better take care of it, or else we'll take our money and shack up with someone else. At least our currency will. What China is worried about is that the world's next financial bubble is U.S. treasuries, that Washington is printing so much money that eventually the value of U.S. dollars will plummet.
Well, Chinese President Hu did meet with President Obama yesterday. Did this whole dollar warning thing come up?
White House officials say it did not come up directly at the meeting. But President Obama did come out of that meeting and did pledge to chop the U.S. budget deficit in half over time. So it sure sounds like Washington knows who its banker is in China. But the other point is, China knows who its customer is. If I lend you, Renita, $1 trillion, I'm kind of stuck with you, too. So it's more of an entangling alliance rather than a rivalry.
Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Scott Tong, thanks so much.
Okay, Renita, you're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers.
The jobless number this morning shows a new record for the number of people continuing on benefits. That number is at 5.7 million now. Unemployment is supposed to be your safety net after a layoff, but more and more companies are challenging the payouts. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler went to court to find out why.
At the appeals court in downtown Los Angeles, Monique Diaz is fighting for her unemployment benefits. Her last employer, a collections agency, claims she doesn't deserve assistance. The company fired her for missing her collections quota.
I did everything I could, but people just right now do not have the money.
Maybe she wasn't the best collections agent, but you can't be denied unemployment benefits based on job performance. People are generally ruled ineligible only for misconduct or if they quit. Still, workers' advocates have noticed a troubling trend.
Workers are increasingly having their claims challenged by their employer.
Andrew Stettner is deputy director of the National Employment Law Project.
Since your employer pays taxes on an unemployment claim and that their tax bill will go up as more of their former employees claim benefits, they have a real incentive to challenge claims.
Many companies hire specialists to handle unemployment matters. The biggest is Tox, a subsidiary of the credit reporting company Equifax. Stettner says talks routinely contest benefits on grounds of misconduct, even if it's still gathering evidence to back up an allegation.
They just write, employee broke a rule, and they fax it in. And that's enough in most states to stop the benefits. And then a lot of people don't know what happened to them, and they don't get their benefits.
Talks declined requests for an interview. Instead, the company referred me to Doug Holmes, who heads an industry trade group focused on employment issues. Holmes says companies sometimes resort to a preemptive unemployment challenge in order to buy time.
They may have 1 or 2 days to check with the employer or check their records to try to identify the information that is needed.
When a claim is contested, the checks stop coming until the dispute is resolved. Monique Diaz hasn't received benefits for 2 months.
I'm glad I have family and friends that, you know, will help me out with the bills.
In some states, the wait for an appeal can take up to a year. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Today, a House committee will look at a new plan to get people to work clearing trails, cleaning campgrounds, and cleaning beaches. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins has that.
Strap on your work gloves. The next big job opportunity may be in the Public Lands Corps. There's a bill in the House that would clear the way for this volunteer and stipend-based program to fund more paid positions. Congressman Raul Grijalva chairs the National Parks Subcommittee, which is meeting today to discuss the bill.
I envision some very, very profound attention to our public lands and the ability to put young people to work.
Grijalva says the bill could help the Corps add up to 60,000 jobs over the next few years. Alan Coffin runs crews of young people with Lands Corps programs. From a trailhead in Arizona, he says his crews quickly spend their paychecks.
So the money that is generated through the program goes straight into the economy.
Kaufman says thanks to Public Works expansion, his group is adding as many as 50 jobs starting this summer. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.